Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win, so we gonna win more, a lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. DLALI.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the E Factor episode 9. You already understand how it is. Last week I was here alone, but this week, guess what?
We're repping in our four colors.
Ain't nobody we, just you.
Okay, yes. Infinity actually switched up on us again, so I am repping today. Yes.
Yeah.
You're back on the bill.
Yeah, we're back. So it's back to the goons.
You're actually supposed to say she's back, not we are back.
We are back, as in the E-Factor is back with everybody.
No, I am actually back. So yes, the show has to go on. Thank you for actually having fun without us last week.
Well,
it was actually kind of, I was like, how are you supposed to have fun with this alone?
So you should know that you guys are the problem.
Like, why were you supposed to enjoy the whole thing without us?
Because you guys are the problem.
I was actually very sad that I wasn't here. And see you were having the fun of your life.
Exactly.
So cool. But anyways, it's fine.
In the famous words of Delali, I always say, I find my true self in solitude.
Excuse you.
It's better alone.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you guys for not being here. You should do that again sometime.
Don't worry.
Wired Studios, you have a few people to fire. God damn it. I can't be dealing with this. Anyway, so we are back
26th of June 2021.
Exactly. I said that.
Did you actually mention? Okay, you actually made mistakes. I remember.
What?
You made mistakes with the date last week. It was expected.
I mean, I said 9th June.
Yes.
When it was 19. Oh. It's crazy.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm able to mess that up, but anyway.
But I'm here to do the correction, so we move.
Did you look at that? Anyway, yes. So later on the show, we're going to be having an interview with Adija Time. We're about to speak some Padua and
Lingua.
Lingwai.
Aye.
Lingwai. Me. So Adi E Factor. Add apostrophe. You understand that later on the show. Anyway,
so,
it's a new factor. Hi, like come for a hug, man.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I love you too. Anyway, so new factors. This is what we do right here. We teach you English words. So if your English lacks a little bit of vocabs, this is where we help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
So now our first word is pragmatic.
Okay.
And that means dealing with things sensibly and realistically in a way that is based on practical rather than theoretical considerations.
And the next word is dogmatic, which is inclined to lay down principles as undeniably true, expressing opinions as if they were facts.
Yeah, a lot of you out there are dogmatic, man. A lot of y'all.
Okay.
Now, our last word is asymptomatic, and I'm sure you guys have heard that during this COVID times and stuff like that. So it's producing or showing no symptoms. So there's some people that are actually living with conditions, but they don't show it.
Yes.
So those are asymptomatic. I think I'm one of them. I could have a cold and not even know it until it gets colder. Whatever. What?
No, that was actually just the whisper of the people.
Your problem. I ain't got time for you, man. Anyway, so now let's move it on. Today, starting your day. Today's Saturday, right? So if you want to start your day, there's just one way to start that, right? And that is why your
pancake
and waffle mix.
Unfortunately, we don't have it here today. It's out of stock again.
That is crazy, man.
Yo, you guys are actually doing well with the purchasing and everything.
Why your people? You guys gotta step up your game, man. We don't like that. We don't like telling people that, there's no why your pancakes, you know? What? Do you like it? Really?
Okay.
All right. So, numbers to call 0241 288 133. or 0508-606-718. So today, fun fact, I'm a little bit under the weather.
You?
I don't know if you guys can see it, but I'm not necessarily, in my Range Rover form. I'm kind of a Toyota Corolla.
What exactly
today.
Is wrong with you?
I don't really know. I think I didn't wake up right. I don't know.
Okay.
I got my heart broken.
That would actually be a wonderful thing to hear about, I mean, it's not going to happen to you. We know that. So. Okay. And if you want to have anything audibles, like if you want to record a podcast, shoot a program, everything that you want us to do for you in the studio, Y Studios got you. And if you want us to do everything for you, you can contact us on 055-722-1192. I hope I wasn't fast like you are all the time. So the number is 055-722-1192. That should do. What's funny now?
Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, anyway, so those are the numbers and stuff like that. So now we're moving on to fitness. And today we are still on sexual health because of course. Sexual health is very broad and people are about to get hyper. So last week, I didn't necessarily go into details. I just talked about the fact that if you are in your menses, and I said that like we'll discuss it with the panel, where the whole panel is in.
Yeah, we can't talk about that without us though.
What?
You can't talk about that without us.
Who said?
You wanted us to be here to ginger you out because you'd be shy of our people.
I didn't want you guys to actually
be shy
here.
Of the microphone. You'd be shy of your PC and everything.
That is the craziest thing ever.
See us to be able to cover up
for
you.
No.
Okay, so what you have to say about sexual health today? Let's hear you.
Yeah, so today we are continuing from menstrual health, right? And last week I touched on anal. What? Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing?
No.
I told you. So these are the people who actually need that. You need to be here to be happy. No? Not the other way around. Okay. So I asked a question. I put that out there. I was like, if you are in your menses and you still want to get freaky or really want to get, creepy under the sheets, is it okay to have anal sex? And like some of you that don't know anal sex, that's like having sex through your butthole. Yes, your freaking ass butthole. So why? See, this always happens, man. Like, look, why are we laughing? I don't get it.
Okay.
Yes. And that.
Okay, so are you asking me?
Well,
okay.
Not necessarily asking, it's like, just something. Like, so we just a tab, like, we are just speaking about it. So, like,
okay. So, I'm not really, like, it's really a no-no for me, though. What's, like, in all sex, nah. It's a no. I mean, there are other things that can be done without getting the real deal, which is also fine anyways.
Yeah, but
it doesn't necessarily have to be the intercourse.
At the end of the day, everybody just wants the real thing.
No.
So if you are not what's the
reason for actually having sex? Is it not to
pleasure.
Probably yes, pleasure. Like, is it to climax? Stuff like that. And
exactly.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the intercourse that is going to get you to climax.
But you know, the journey is very important. It's as important as the destination.
You will reach. It doesn't necessarily have to be an intercourse.
If you are going to the US, right? There's an airplane, there's a boat, there's a car. The simplest, comfortable way to do that is by air. Right? If you want to drive from here to the US, I'm sure it's going to take like a month.
Okay.
So, in fact, the destination is in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, what gets you to climax is very important.
That's something. It's not necessarily the intercourse that is going to get you to climax.
But it's what is everybody's go-to.
It is every. But that is not what is going to let. I don't know. The intercourse is not really. It's actually one of the main thing, but
for you to actually climax,
it doesn't necessarily have to be the intercourse or nothing.
It's not about the climaxing. It's about events that led to climaxing.
Yes, what there can were be the
events. Other, what went
there
on?
There can be. Or there can be some kind of real intimacy stuff that is not really intercourse. That can get you to climax. Eventually, I mean.
You know, some people can just cuddle and just, you know, discharge. These people are crazy. That's madness.
How is the madness? How is that supposed to be madness?
It's like you are cuddling.
I'm right? sure during the cuddling wasn't like this intense cuddling. That's what came about.
That's why the person actually climaxed. How? If it wasn't intense, how do you climax?
That it was intense. So it was an intense something between both parties. Like, that's how it come.
No, see, all I'm trying to say is that, like, here's the thing. When it comes to, like, sex, like, stuff like that, okay, what actually goes on is very, is more important than anything you can ever think of. Like, how would you feel if the person you are going to sleep with doesn't want to kiss you, nothing? The person just wants to go right down there and then excavate.
Now, that's actually weird.
Exactly. So, the journey is, like, is everything, in fact.
That is true.
Beauty in the struggle.
But, like, if the person is menstruating, you don't necessarily have to have sex or try the anal thing. Like, it's really weird as it is, but...
It is.
It is. It's not.
I neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do that though. I wouldn't. No, like, in a, no, look. Here's what I understand about the body. Things that are supposed to go in should go in. Things that are supposed to come out. That is what it is. So, we don't drink water through our nose. We don't freaking do that. We don't do that. And even with a COVID test, when you're supposed to put a swab into your, you see how uncomfortable it is. So imagine putting, you know, stuffing. You don't even put it like stuffing, stuffing, no, like stuffing something that is bigger than like the designated hole. Like it's crazy, man. It's like, you know, wait, like the vagina is supposed to be accommodating.
Yeah.
It stretches. A big ass head can come out of it like anytime. Mm-hmm. Like, so that one accepts going in and coming out. Like, we guess that. Mm. But when it comes to anal, it's just about out. Even when you have, some people have complained. I've not experienced it though, but sometimes when you go to take a shit and then, like, you are kind of constipated. You see how weird? That's even coming out. Like, something that is just supposed to come out. Look at how crazy it is. Look at, why are we laughing, man? I'm being serious, man. People, you get this crazy, don't mind it, man. I'm just trying my best to help you guys. Look, are you done? We are still. Look, yes, imagine, like, you know, like that. I actually can't imagine it because I haven't really experienced that before. But so imagine something like coming out like that. How weird is going to be? How painful, like, so they say. Like, it's really painful. In fact, it'll feel painful. No, even when you have a lot of pepe, right? Let me even use pepe. Take a lot of pepe, and then you go and take a shit. Look at how, like, the whole place just gets lit up. It's like, yo. It's like, yo.
I'm about to light up.
Exactly. It's like,
you make me do this. I'm not supposed to be doing
like, let's this light this shit up. It is crazy. So, like, imagine, like, something. Like, how some people's penises can, like, be very huge, enormous. And then you want to, you're not even putting it, you're stuffing this into, like, the butthole. Jesus Christ. No. You know? And coupling all these things with the pain of menstruation. Come on, guys, man. It's like torture.
Charlie, I'm not going to go for this anal stuff.
Yeah.
It's just 5 days. I mean, it's not really big deal playing to like that.
So I've given you guys a reality check just in case you even think about it. Like, just think of all the things that I've said.
Imagine all these things about to light up some places and then squash it.
And let's see if you still want your ass lit up.
Okay.
So, all right, so that is it for Fitness.
Yep.
I think, okay, fine.
You think what?
I think next week we'll still be on sexual health though.
You should.
There's
there
are a few things.
Okay. You still want to cover a few more ground.
Anyway, so so now moving on, we are going to our zodiac signs. It's Cancer season, people.
Yo,
it's the Cancer season.
Cancer, two of our people.
Element, water. So if you are wondering what the Cancer is, that's people from June 21st to July 22nd. So our camera guy and DJ Infinity are both Cancers. That's, so they slowly eat up your body functions and then leave you for dead.
Oh,
Cancer.
It doesn't mean they're actually cancerous. They're poisonous. But that's not it. Yes, you guys and their color is white. Is that why you are whipped up in white today?
That is weird. Like, is your color really white? Do you guys really... Oh, okay, fine. So, we're getting...
Is it your color?
Are your days Monday and Thursday?
Why is he looking at us? Well, confused. Know, I mean, we are speaking to you. Oh, okay.
All right, so their elements are water, color, white, days Monday, Thursday. They are compatible with Capricorn and Taurus. Any of you have girlfriends in the Taurus or Capricorn?
Anybody?
Anybody has?
Okay.
Nobody. We don't know.
No. Let's.
Anyway, so now let's move on. But you guys are compatible with Capricorn and Taurus.
People.
Capricorn and Taurus. Yes.
Your lucky numbers, like DJ Infinity would say.
Oh, so two.
Okay, you know that. So there is 2, there is 3, there is 15, and there is 20. 2 and 20. That's on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
People are getting
okay.
some lucky numbers in there. Go and stay cool to you when.
Yeah. Not quite. The Cancer season just started, so you know, you might just not get it like that. You have to wait for it to unfold a bit.
Before we forget though, happy birthday to you guys. Yeah. Tomorrow is your birthday.
I'm not wishing. You're supposed anybody.
To. You, oh, really? Nah. They're actually supposed to have like a party on here.
Anybody gonna have anything?
Then we twerk. Then we Then we shake. Then we do everything you're supposed to do here. Yes, why did you sip water though? It's going to happen. The party is going to happen.
Some things are humanly impossible.
For who?
Well, you twerking.
Oh, I'll actually do that though.
Oh boy.
I'll go for lessons. There is why always, yeah. He's actually a star boy when it comes to twerking. So
got you that one, bro.
Yeah, the one that looks actually funny when dancing. You remember that whole dance thing we did? Look at that. Like, like when he's sitting, he's actually a pro. But when he stands up,
Cause all right, so if you want to advertise with the E-Factor 0557-221-192, if you want to take it slow, have at it. 0557-221-192. Now moving on, we have the song of the week today, not by DJ Infinity, by yours truly,
DJ D apostrophe.
No man, I'm not a DJ. Wait,
Adi D apostrophe.
I'm a DJ, yeah. Add the apostrophe. Whoosh. Hey, wait, what is it? Okay. Nah, he says something. Yeah, it's fine. But don't forget, we have an interview with Adija. I told you today, I'm just not myself, which is crazy, but I'll try to, you know, get back to, you know, business. We have an interview with Adija time later today, so don't go anywhere. Wait for it. But for now, we have song of the week, and that is We Are Playing You, Afia,
featuring MDK.
Medical.
Titled.
Medical.
I know he's going to get the title wrong though.
Ankwado B.
Ankwado B, yes, that's right. So.
Double.
Oh.
Ankwado. What does Ankwado B mean though? Double.
It's a bird. Ankwado B is a bird. It's not double. Double is a duck.
It's a bird.
Bird.
What?
It's not bread. Bird.
Bird. Oh, like
yes.
Tabine bird. Yeah. A bird has in Tabine. In Tabine fufu.
It's a bird, yes.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to blast Ankwado B.
Yep.
Featuring Medical right here. So, Ankwado B is a bird. So, to all of you who have Ankwado B. Oh, okay. Yeah. Inti. Okay, fine. Diami kase yebetu yeni efiani medica yebetu ako yebetu
ah yebetu. What do you want to say? Are you trying to say sing or fly? Ain't ye betu? Which one is ye betu? Ye betu de. Yeah. What and what are we
coming
to? Okay,
ye betu.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, we are coming to sing and fly.
Oh. Ain't ye babetu etu?
Ye babetu etu. Jesus.
Look at that.
Ye babetu etu.
Etu etu. So you're coming
that's
to
what
sing
you
and
said.
Fly. That's it. No, that's it. Yeah. You're coming to sing ye betu.
And fly.
Fly etu. That's
yes,
it.
Because it's a bird.
So that's it. Pacho Yababe 2-2-Y.
Ah, I'm exactly, man. So ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Song of the week, if you are featuring Medical, I'm quite Dobie. This is the...
We're going to skate to one song.
We're going to skate to one song.
So that was Song of the Week by Afia and Medical, Ankwa Dobie. Understand there's a bird.
Yes. Do you know the type of bird though?
Yes.
Which type?
Ankwa Dobie.
No, describe them. Describe the bird. Yeah, the Ankwa Dobie. Oh. Describe them. Let me see if you know them. You don't.
It has wings and feathers.
A bird doesn't have ears. I mean, they all do have wings. So, say something.
It has a beak.
Which bird has a pouch? Like, they all do have.
So I don't freaking know the bird.
Yes, you don't know. So that's what you're supposed
eagle.
To see. That I don't.
Wow. Quack, quack, lobby,
no, that's the black one with the white thing around their neck, right? Yes, the black
what
thing with
that?
The white thing around their neck. That's what I'm
so you don't even know the bird.
Okay, so let's skip the part where we ask you supposed to identify the bird. It's not really necessary, like.
But you are the one who asked. No,
it's
so
not
wait.
Really a thing, so we
do you even know the English name of
it.
The bird?
Yeah.
The Ankwa Dobie. What name ni bro for Dina?
Me say.
Excuse
you.
Ankwa Dobie.
Talking to me.
Ankwa.
Me?
relax.
Okay.
See. What I want to ask is.
No, speak Chi. If you want to really ask me the English name of that, Asema, speak Chi, then I'll
Asema Miri Disa Nise.
Okay.
I'm quite dobinu. Eh yeah, ni bro for din ni den.
Oh, Anka Sawati Anka Dobi bro for din. Oh, would you know Anka Dobi?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is not right. Won't teach you now.
No, I'm saying. Did
so speak Chi.
I did. Me see. I'm quite dobinu. Ni bro for din ni den.
Ni bro for din.
Ni bro for din.
Ni bro for din.
Like you kind of say
no,
okay, fine.
Don't speak
you kind of say what bro for mu. Eh, bro for whatever.
No. I'm not going to teach you. So
you don't know.
I'm not going to teach you.
You don't freaking know.
I'm not going to teach you. Doesn't mean
I be
there's
weird
a difference between
like,
I don't know and I don't want to show you.
Yeah, but in
now
this,
that's your assignment. Go and find that next thing.
The
you
hell,
come tell
if
us
you
about.
Don't know what Anquado be, yeah, how would anybody yeah. else know?
Oh, that's actually a whole lot of title up on me. But anyways, thank
it's
you
not.
For that. It's actually a title for you to say that. The fact that I don't know what nobody knows.
That.
It's
she
a
crazy,
big
man.
Thing.
It's not funny.
Thank you.
Anyway. Okay, so Anqua Dobi, if you guys know, okay, this is your assignment actually. Every single person listen to the E Factor. Look, what is Anqua Dobi? No, wait, Ifia, you, first of all, you cannot just name tracks and leave us like that. What is
Anqua Dobi? Kameshi was what Anqua Dobi is.
Yo, Ifia, Nocturna, oh, maybe it's, wait, Nocturna. Nocturnal is the R, right? So maybe Anqua Dobi is an R.
No, I know it's not an R for sure.
What's an R?
Oh, that one.
I know what an R is.
Like
what is the tree? Yeah.
You can't mention.
Who told you?
Even Anqua Dobi, you're having problems. R,
what can't. Is it?
You can't.
You don't know.
You can't.
It's no wait. It's an evil bird, right? How do you say evil in tree?
Bunny.
Bunny. How do you say bird in tree?
Anomabonny.
There you go. It's an owl. In Ghana, they call it patu. Hey, Anomabonny.
It's funny how you're making fun of yourself right now.
An owl is Anomabonny.
It's not Anomabonny. It cannot be Anomabonny.
So what is it?
I actually, it has kept me, but I'll find
exactly. You see, they are calling me the bomb. Will you look at that? I'm not the bomb. You don't know. At least I tried. Okay, so that was it. Now we're moving on to inspiration, guys. Yeah. So let's get inspired by the girl you get right about now.
This is the effect.
You can put your mind and do whatever you want to do. Just tell yourself that you're capable too. But don't do things that ain't even cool. And get rid of them no good friends that's enabling you. Making you feel like you won't be nothing. Your life crumbling, they talk mumbling. You gon' be something. You are glorious. We're no gangs but warriors. We well known notorious. They can't stop you or block you or mock you. They mad cause you bad and they not you. You fall down but get up and skip and hop through. Kick down doors for others to walk through. You have a purpose to make you say, did I do that? Urkel. Now we call in reality virtue. This is who I am. This is me. Don't let them words hurt you.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be.
This is the effect.
Okay, so on inspiration today, what I'm going to do is I am going to give you the 7 rules of life, step by step, so you know how to approach life head on a bit. The first one says, let it go. I think that's a basic thing that we all know. So it says, never run a good day by thinking about yesterday, which was a bad thing. You just have to first off, let it go. Then we move to the next, which is ignore them. Yep. And that says, don't listen to other people. Live a life that's empowering to you. Now we go to the third one. It says, give it time. So give it time. Time heals everything. Sure. And the fourth one says, don't compare. The only person you should try to beat is the person you were yesterday. Now that's a big one. Try and be a better version of yourself, a better version or a better person of yourself than you were. And the fifth one says, stay calm. Let me stay calm. So stay calm. It says it's okay not to have everything figured out. Know that in time you'll get there. The sixth one says it's on you. Only you are in charge of your happiness. Stand up for your happiness. It actually makes sense. Then the seventh one says smile, like I'm doing right now, like you're always doing. Life is short. Enjoy it while you have it. So the first is let it go. Ignore them. Give it time. Don't compare. Stay calm. It's on you. Then smile. Give your best laugh. And that's it on Inspiration today.
This is the effect.
All right, so there you have it. A lot of songs in there though. We had Let It Go, Let It Go. Then we had Let It Go. Do you know? Okay, you don't even know the song. And then we have, we had one more. Smile, the worst is yet to come.
Anyway. That's what you did. I'll be cantata. You know,
it's not funny, man. Cantata. Anyway, so that was it for Inspiration, man. So if you want to advertise with the E-Factor, you know what to do. 0557-221-1192 for Wayo Pancake and Waffle Mix. 0241-288-133 or 0508-606-712. Now, for Wired Studios, if you want to record or get voiceovers with the silkiest voices ever, 0557-221-1192. So that is it. We are moving on to our interview with Adija Time. So we're about to do some pat lingua thing in this place. Anyway, so. All right, so this is the E-Factor. Yes, that is it.
This is the E-Factor.
All right, so that's how it's done right here on the E-Factor. We are back. This is episode 9, but today we have an interview with a pretty amazing guy. The name is kind of, I don't know where you need to go to mention the name, but I will try to mention it and then he will also mention it because Charlie, it is crazy. I mean, not the name, but you know, whatever. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man, the dancehall god. Actually, I've listened to some of his songs and trust me, man, you want to hear what he's all about. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man, Adija Time. Wagwan brethren.
I think there's a part where we have to give a clap and a standing ovation, something.
Oh, okay, right. So let me say it. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for dancehall's finest, Ghana's sensation, Adija Time. Yo.
Okay. Wow. I feel like so much embellishment there, but it's fine.
Wagwan brethren.
Media Badman. Media.
Whoa. Take it easy on us, please. Let's go so smooth on us. We'll actually be lost out of this interview.
Yeah.
Take the English one by one first.
Thank you.
What does that mean, though?
Midiapan. I'm firm and strong.
Midiapan.
Yeah, man. You're firm and strong.
You're the pan.
If you want to say what about you, what do you say to?
What?
Like, what about you?
You're cool too. Swear. What?
You're cool too.
I'm cool too.
You're cool too. What did you say?
Yeah.
It's like hope you cool too.
Okay.
Hope you cool too.
Oh, you cool too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me cool too. Yes. Okay. Right. So Wagwan people, we are in the building. Yeah. Come am I doing well?
A dancer section.
Yes. We're talking to Adija Time.
Butcha.
Yeah.
<Them girl. laughs>
I'm actually picturing how this thing is going to go to the end of the show.
Okay, like, so me brethren. What?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Me brethren. Like, it's supposed to be brethren,
yeah,
right?
Man,
or me
brethren.
Oh, me brethren.
Yeah, man, yeah.
What I take you come here?
Yeah, me come to showcase my talent.
Oh, oh my god. You see, I'm doing well, man. So what we are speaking, is it patois? Is it
yeah, we're on the right track, bro.
So that, like, this is what we call patois.
This is what we call lingua. Patois is what Ghanaians call it. But the right word is lingua.
What?
Lingua.
Lingua.
Yes, so me speak lingua.
Respect.
Bad man.
Another
one. Okay, so we have your songs. That's like amazing stuff that you have going on there. So when did it start for you?
Okay. It all started at the church. you know, I was the lead singer at the church. So we got that talent of taking it to the world, right straight from the church. Yeah, we started around 2016 till now, and it's all massive work till now.
Oh, okay. So, you know, being in church and doing dance, or were there any problems, like, you know, maybe the church is like, you know, they kind of not necessarily want to shun you, but people are kind talking of general, about, okay. You know, yeah.
You know, it's quite confusing for them, though. But, you know, you can't choose my way for me. And you are not God. You understand? Though I might be in the church, but I'm not a gospel artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why though?
You know, there is this pastor I know whereby, let's be realistic. Okay. There is this pastor I know whereby, aside being in the church preaching the gospel, he works as a field foreman.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. And for that field foreman, everybody knows him for it. Not even the pastor that he is.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, like, I took the Jenna dancehall because it's my work. You understand? And in the church too, I took it like, that's what I need to do for God.
Yeah.
So what, like, you know, my mission in this world, mm-hmm. something for God is, maybe I chose to sing in the church, not by preaching, by singing out to the church.
Okay. So aside that, like, you actually sing in church too?
Yeah.
You still now. Haven't stopped?
Till now.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's cool. Yeah. What church though?
Mount Moriah Methodist Church.
Mount what?
Moriah. Mount Moriah Methodist Church.
Is it different from the Methodist Ghana that we know, or it's like...
It's the same Methodist, but I mean, you know, Methodist is... It has a whole lot, from the diocesan level to the circuit to the society.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mount Moriah is the society that we know.
Anyways,
I'm actually getting some kind of conflict. Like, okay. they really have no issues with you still being in the dance hall thing and still singing in church.
Oh, no,
with your looks, it's not a problem, okay. In the Methodist
no,
church.
No. You know, okay. Just last week or so, last week Sunday, there was this major pastor that came through that he had the revelation that, no, there is someone here that sings on a big platform. But the name is not coming. So actually, my name just popped up with the Leslie.
Okay.
Yeah. Due to me being in dance or Jenna, but the revelation came in the church.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This whole conversation, if we actually talk about it, is going to get into some spiritual part and how it's going to be kind of a dual conflicting.
I don't feel like it's a problem, you know, like if you are in church and you want to do something that doesn't necessarily, you know,
strictly godly
say thing. Yeah, exact scream church,
and being in the Methodist church too
is a very strictly thing. Yes. You know, for me per se, I'll boldly say Methodist Ghana, I'm the only dreadlocks in Methodist Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, about that, like, how do you feel? Like, when...
Very, very clean and strong. Okay. You understand?
I've actually when seen I get you through them, all over in church before.
When I get through them, they get my presence there. And when I'm not there too, they mess my presence there.
Oh, okay. So, like, you just, you are okay with the fact that you are, like, you know, the only
the odd one out
person,
yeah, there. But not the bad one out. You understand? I'm not a bad person in the Methodist.
So I think you believe at the end of the day it's about what is in your heart.
You understand? Yeah. It's all about what you're giving out. I always do positive messages. I don't do negativity.
Okay. I feel that. I feel that.
Talking about positive messages, that should take us to the lyrical content of your music that you do.
Sure.
Is it always going to be about life situations or stuff like that? Or there would come a time that you're going to swish a little bit to give us some sassy kind of thing?
Okay. In music, every beat, they never vibe. Yeah, you know, so. But for me personally, I don't use explicit words in my music. You understand? Something like those F words and other stuff. I don't use it.
Is that because of church though? Or is just not the kind of person?
No, I chose to do the conscious type of dancehall. You know, I didn't choose the street dancehall. You know, I took it from the righteous way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, in everything, there are two ways of it. It's either the negative or the positive. Yeah. Not necessarily the negative that needs to be very paid a very huge attention to, but no, but we can highlight the positive side and it will be very great.
Okay, so you know, like growing up or now, like who do you look up to? Not necessarily in the dancehall space, like generally, who is like one musician that you like? Anytime you hear them, you're like, yo, I gotta take off my hat for this one.
Damian Marley.
Damian Marley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The son of Bob Marley.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know the name, but I haven't really heard anything from him before.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So is there any other person though?
You know, internationally. It's him. Internationally, it's him though. Yeah, but locally, I'll choose Stone Boy because the positive message I do, he gives out the same thing as well.
Okay, so let's talk collaborations.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have you had any collaboration with anybody so far?
Yeah. I have some collaborations with B5. I have collaborations with Skeleton One.
But Skeleton One,
yeah.
Are they all in the dancehall category?
They are all dancehall.
Okay. So that's where you want to move. You don't want to stretch across dancehall.
No.
That's just you.
No. We want to stretch out our hands to everywhere. We want to show our versatility everywhere.
Okay.
Not necessarily dancehall. I can hop on hip-hop beats if necessary. I can hop on gospel beats if necessary. I can hop on
so that actually
any
makes
other
it that it's not
necessary.
Definite that it's strictly dancehall you're going
but
to
do. I am a dancehall artist.
Do you think dancehall has a future in Ghana?
Sure, it is. Because, you know, there's an environment whereby for me for instance, I don't deal with love, you understand? Like love songs and all. No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Those
affection and things.
No, those love parts.
No emotions, man. No emotions.
Hard.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why are you so hyper about it?
Yes.
Why should you be so hyper about that?
You know, like we sing for the ladies, but now we are not for them.
There you go.
Yeah, like take that again. Like
we sing for them, but we are not for them. I'm not like Kwame Eugene.
I feel you, bro.
You know, Kwame Eugene, Kiddy, Akwaboa, they are for the ladies. Just
exactly.
For the ladies. You understand? Yeah. And they are for the ladies. But for me, reggae dancer, when I stand here, bust it out, the lady will be like, what?
You're going to light some fire up.
We need to fire up your asses, people.
You understand? No, man. We not in a no dot in there.
So about have you heard Kiddy's Touch It?
Yeah. You know what, that song is making waves all over.
Yeah,
you know,
what globally, vibe does globally, it give globally. You?
Yeah, you know that song per se. I would say it's in my family because dancehall.
Yeah,
he has that dancehall groove. Right. You understand? And aside the dancer group, he's an high life artist. That showcases high life artist in the song as well.
Yeah.
You understand? Because when you listen to the song, he's not directly on the lingua. He's basing on some high life facts and some gearless thing. You know, me not do no gearless thing.
Man, I'm gearless.
No, me not do no gearless thing. Man,
I'm realist.
Man, I'm manist.
Yeah. Because you're all lingua.
You see it, Same way.
Okay, so, you know, being, so, I don't even know, are you Rastafarian? I don't know how to.
Okay.
Are you a Rastafarian?
Okay, let's take it this way.
Uh-huh.
In our environment, we have three religions aside Christianity. We have three religions. We have the Bobo Shanti. The Bobo Shantis tie their rastas. Those are that tie their rastas. You don't see their locks.
Yeah.
They tie with cloth. That's the Bobo Shanti.
Okay.
And Naya Bingi.
What?
Naya Bingi.
Yo, education 101.
You understand? Naya Bingi are those with the spiritual drums. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. And the Rastafarians are Bob Marley. You understand? They do gearless, they do everything. They chew meat, they do everything. But those that I mentioned above, Naya Bingi, Bobo Shanti, they are full vegetarians.
Okay.
Okay. So which one are you though?
I'm a Rastafarian.
Oh, okay. So you do everything.
Yes, sir.
You chew meat.
I chew meat and chew meat as well.
So let's talk next project. You don't have an album out, do you?
Yeah, my album will be out maybe roughly on my birthday,
which is
15th November.
Oh, okay. As for okay, fine. Let me just say this before we even get into when the album is out. Like we are reserving a seat here for you. You have a free interview right here. So when the album is out, you come, we sit down, and then we talk about like everything on the album.
Elaborate.
You know, it can be possible that we're going to be the first people to hear the album first.
Okay. I would like to. If you have any listening, call me. I'll come and sit down.
That's for you, dear.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
so
know.
Really. Anyway, so what is your process like? Do you hear a beat first, or do you have the lyrics first? Like, how does it work for you? Do you hear a beat and get inspired, or you have a write up and then later on you find the beat that suits it?
Okay. I'll say thanks be to God, we've graduated from that level that you get a beat before you get a vibe. No. Any ways, any means, you will kill it. Understand? Yeah. Even when you clap for us, we will rap on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not necessarily beat. We are fireworks, so, and we deal with fire.
So you get inspirations from all sort of places.
From everything I see with
anything.
My eyes.
Anything
I see with my eyes goes straight to my brain.
Okay. So let's try. Let's test something.
Hey.
What kind of claps do you want?
I tried.
Okay. Let's go.
Hey. Okay. It goes on. One shot busting at them fears. One agony for my boy. I see only lay them. One see me fall, but me fly up in a plane. When me bust me gun, bad man feed them. A week and work, but me nah see them hate. Jah guidance, so me nah fear them. And me say, who send them? Bad man do it. If them try me, bad man blaze. Well, if them never know, send me up and feared. Bad man, me never see no man. Them in afraid. Which shot them? Dare them.
Today I'm a bit under the weather, so let's just keep it together anyway. So okay, so you have an
how
album
many tracks out. Though do you have as of now?
Oh, okay, for now as a professional artist I have 14 tracks.
14
tracks. I see, nothing like an EP or anything.
I'm on my EP now. My EP will be coming out, as I said, on 15th November.
Okay, so it's an EP,
it's an EP, not an album.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Though, as a normal EP, it contains 7 tracks, but for mine, I'm doing strictly 10 tracks.
Whoa.
Yeah, because like some reggae side of my family are missing me from that side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay. The reggae side will be more on this.
But why don't you want to do an album though?
Okay. For now, I'll say my strength, I'm not under any management now.
Okay.
You know, so my strength is what I do. You understand? Like, I don't do what will keep me at a tight corner.
Yeah.
That I can't even turn myself around.
You understand? That's it. Be in your space. Yeah. Do what makes
So not having management, how difficult does it get?
Oh, it gets difficult when you get to a show whereby your manager needs to take a drive to the DJ. But there's a situation whereby you, the artist, needs to go to the DJ yourself. And you know, there are some DJs that if there is pressure on him on the show and you get to him as an artist, he'll be like, bro, my issue, you stying. That shit alone will keep you there like hours, bro.
Yeah.
He's gonna get your drive to play the music.
You understand? He can even take the drive and tell you he can't find your drive. He has misplaced it.
Oh, okay.
You can't do nothing, you have to step down on the stage.
So it means there are times where you have given
yeah, you get very, very, very hard.
You're not able to perform.
Yeah, example like Ashama to the World, 2019. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was right at the backstage, ready to give my drive out. While the guy came, you know, I don't really like saying those things, but you know,
everybody has got some pent up emotion somewhere.
Like some guy just sprayed some cash and he was giving the microphone. You know,
Yeah.
Those are those things, you know. Without management, you face a lot.
That is one of the biggest challenges I think these underground acts actually experience, because their money to push you there is not really there. So before you get there, you have gone through a whole lot of phases. And you might even get there and the quality things you were doing before vanishes.
Yeah, even when the fire you bring from home will even quench down.
I get it.
So later you'll be giving the mic and they'll be like,
exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
Whilst they are the same people that turned you down.
Yeah.
Turn off your light.
Yeah. So if you are able to get management today, like a record label, like what are the kind of things that you want from them?
The first thing I would like from them is for them to get me my album done. The EP is already done, just for it to be released. But for a management team, I need an album from them. And the necessary promotion and other stuff. Yeah, because one man fighting the whole world is very, very hard.
Getting a management thing. Can you guys, I don't know, I think both of you have an idea how this works. Is it that you take a letter to a team that you want them to manage you, or they are supposed to handpick you? How does it work?
It depends. It actually depends. Management is, sometimes you may find somebody, or sometimes you may be found. Yeah. So sometimes if you are found, it's going to, you know, what they do is, what the record labels do is, when they find you, they give you, you have to sign a contract. And sometimes what happens with underground artists is, it's like you have been in that space for so long, like you are tired of just being an underground artist. So like anything they put on the table for you, you just take it. So sometimes the management is making so much off you and you can't even see the money that you are making. By the time you see, you are in debt, like you're actually owing management. Sometimes, there are so many artists that have complained about.
And there is a new problem we are facing now that, you know, you get a management whereby they know you are a dancehall artist, but they will just tell you that we are in an Afrobeat environment.
Exactly.
So,
you need to change your genre.
Yeah, so there's that too.
When you get an offer like that, what are you going to do? Genuinely? Going to switch? Yes.
To be, you know, point blank, I'll just tell you no. What made you see me is what made you get close to me.
Exactly.
You saw me on the dancehall ground. So you didn't see me as Kwame Uji. You didn't see me as Kelvin Boy. No way. You understand? You didn't see me as Kelvin Boy singing another. But me come hard, is it? Me bossy every time. So you can't come with me, a dancehall artist, and bring an Afrobeat letter to me or Afrobeat contract to me. No, man. You're going to bounce it back.
Yeah.
No matter how juicy the deal is, he's saying he's going to bounce it once he's going to change his musical
genre. Jai is working. Always you work.
Soulja vibes.
I mean, I feel like it's very important to... It's very important to... It's very important to stick to like what you are known for. So what do you think about people who sell out in the end?
You understand? You, for me, let's say, bro, I know you to be a dancehall artist. Your fans all over the world knows you to be a dancehall artist, and they love you for your dancehall. All of a sudden, they are like, oh, yo, bro, my man get management to them, sign up. Oh, okay, cool. Then right now, they will hear bad tracks from them. Then all of a sudden, no, they will hear, from a dancehall artist. What? You understand? 50% will run away from you without telling you that's your mistake.
But then, you know, when it comes to that, like the lines are kind of blurred because maybe the person is just versatile. So you can do this and you can do that.
Your versatility comes when you're still in your circle of your dancehall circle.
Yeah.
You understand? If you give me a highlight beat, I'll still fire dancehall in it. No matter the versatility of
exactly. I like that because
what he explained in Kiddes Touch It.
You understand?
There was the highlight.
You understand? You still hear that high life thing.
This is what I've been saying about collaborations between Ghanaians and outside. You know, when a Nigerian collaborates with any other person, you feel that Nigerian soul in it. But when a Ghanaian features anybody that is not from the continent, then they decide to
be like them. Behave.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that is why our collaborations are not working.
It's not working. Right now, what are you talking about?
You know, look, a particular track like Stoneboy Tyrus Riley. Tyrus Riley is a Jamaican artist. and he's strictly dancer, reggae dancer artist. And even in 2011, he was once Lover's Rock, King of Lover's Rock. Mm-hmm. Yes. So no, this type of person, when you shift him into an Afrobeat beat, how would he feel? You understand? But Stone Boy managed to bring that vibe to a Ghanaian vibe, and it was a fire.
Yeah, I mean,
you understand. Still, dancehall was in there with the Afrobeat beat. A dancehall was in there. You could hear that. No, this is coming from someone from a dancehall circle. You understand? Somewhere like Kiddies, say cheese, take a picture. You understand? That track per se is not an high life track.
No, not at all.
It's not an high life track. But you could know that wrestler. No, this is a high life artist singing.
Yeah.
You understand? He's all about singing. Nothing like rap.
So I think I think at the end of the day, originality is your main job. That is just all you have to do. Just
stay glued to it.
Exactly.
You can't start. You can't end. You can't finish what you couldn't start.
Yeah.
You understand?
You can't finish what you couldn't start.
Yeah. Won't mean won't start it. Nobody day here. You don't start the thing. How you go finish?
Exactly.
True. Though.
Something like someone telling you that, oh boy, Beyonce wants to feature you. Oh no, I no go feed you. The beats no come, but you say you no go feed you.
Not like pressure catch.
You understand?
But just okay. But some people are just very.
All right. Blunt. So the last thing. What do you think about since you mentioned Shats, you mentioned Beyonce and this. What do you think about Beyonce's collaboration with Shatta?
Shatta Wale.
Yeah.
Same as Tyrus Wale and Stone Boy thing. Mm-hmm. I said. You understand? Like this. Beyonce Shatta Wale thing. Beyonce wanted to feel some African vibe.
Okay.
And Shatta Wale didn't want to even switch from his locality, from, you know, this Ghanaian environment that we are. You switch from Africa to USA, you're going to be seeing that, yeah, no, this guy is faking. Mm-hmm. You understand? You are not an American. Don't try to be one.
All right, so wait, you think his job on that song was dope?
He was cool because he was trying to impress Ghanaians. You understand?
Okay, you feel he was trying to impress us?
For me, he was trying to impress Ghanaians because he didn't want to go hard on the whole thing and be like, hey, hip hop tracks, that's the way they go hard on them. You see, Shatta Wale is one of those guys that when whatever Ghanaians say, it gets to him. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, like I'm being real to you.
Yeah, no, I see that.
He might take it as unlooking behind cameras. But I know.
Yeah, he feels it.
Yeah, it goes straight to him. You know, after this beating this road project people's thing, he came apologizing. Why did he apologize? Because after the camera, he knew he messed up. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever the crowd speaks out, definitely you will hear it.
All right. So let me put you in this this spot.
Yeah.
If you were the person that Beyonce reached out to, to, you know, be on the Lion King album, what are some of the preparations that you would have done?
Oh, okay. I won't go Afrobeat.
You won't go Afrobeat.
No way. Point blank.
Okay.
I won't go.
Won't you select Afrobeat at all?
I won't go Afrobeat.
And how would your process be like?
When it comes to the songwriting and everything, is that what you're saying?
Okay. You know, from my side, I don't like recording whilst the engineer and you, or like you and the engineer alone are in the studio. No, I don't like that vibe. I like a situation whereby there are plenty people, like there are majority people in the studio. Well, but you can ask this person that, yo, bro,
what do you think?
Check this line, give me how you feel. Oh no, that time, this place, like you do one do, you go back, then the door, you back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, man. So taking those things from every angle brings out a perfect way. You know, your man from that angle, he was claiming that, he was that.
Who's man?
Shatta Wale.
Okay.
You know, Shatta Wale. Shatta Wale per se. You know, Shatta Wale was, he's a king on his own, you understand? So he was trying to make everything look like, meti miya ye. But you know, it's the crew and kweji na.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a problem.
What does it mean?
Yeah, no,
really?
It,
2 heads are better than one.
Like that's what he's trying to say. Like it's better to have different thoughts. You know. On an issue. But why the name Adijat? What's the meaning of the Adi?
Adijatime.
In Jatime.
Okay. Adi. This is that time.
Oh, this is
Adi.
Okay. I was close.
So Adi means this is.
Yeah, Adi. Yes. Something like Adi self. This is self. Adi self. No, 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 no. Adi self. Adi self.
Adi D apostrophe.
Adi. ADDI. Adi.
You doubt.
Adi D. Adi E factor, bro.
Yeah, Adi Jar time.
Then
this
the
Jar
time. What actually
influenced that? Remember. Jar time. Jar time.
God's time.
Okay, God's so like, do you have a, what's your name? What's your real name?
Whoa.
You have forgotten.
My name is no.
You've forgotten saying like, you know, like name, which one comes
it's up? This particular question, it hasn't come out anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, I've been in many interviews whereby they won't ask you your real name, only Jar time. But you know, I'm Leslie.
Whoa,
Leslie. Leslie Kweku Edu.
Kweku. Who would have known? Adi Jar time.
Adi.
Adi old girl the man.
Adi Leslie.
Gangsta with the old girls the man.
Oh, who's
Leslie? Oh no,
Leslie. No, it's not
kind of a soft name though. But like,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting that for you.
You understand?
It doesn't mean it's a feminine.
Yo, Leslie. Thank you.
Leslie, thank you for passing.
All right, so before you go, tell people where they can find your music.
Oh, okay, straightforward. My name Jar time represents reggae dancer. And if reggae dancer, we do a reggae dancer. And if you want to go stream the music there, let's go straight from our social media platforms, from Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. And even WhatsApp, you don't know. My name is Jar time, ADDIJAHTYM. ADDIJAHTYM. Run Go Audio Mark. Social media everywhere. Audio Mark, SoundCloud. Every platform where you think you go figure my music for. Jar time, ADDIJAHTYM. Respect.
All right, so that was Jar time. He joined us for an amazing interview. We're all too soon. We are done. Yes, we are done with the interview. But he's going to do a live session right about now. He's going to perform one of his songs. And
I'll be back in too soon.
I mean, you heard the little clap thing that we did, and he killed it. So let's see. In fact, not let's see.
At Jar time.
Like, hold on. Hold on to see the magic, the fire he's about to create, man. Like, thank you so much for passing through, man. Thank you so much for passing through.
Why don't you want to mention
my name? Why would I mention your name?
Because I'm going to be the backing vocalist for
him. No, you're not going to be anything.
I'm the BV. I'm doing that for him, though.
So, Adi Jar time.
Ucha.
Yes. So, any last words before you leave us?
Yeah, okay. Anywhere you see me in town, you ball out, Jar time. I mean, I go respond. Watch out. I'm dead.
Oh, okay. Out,
yeah,
so anytime you see me too, say watch out, dead.
No, see, mine is anytime you see me too, it's watch out, you're alive. Nobody's going to die.
Stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive for me. Don't die.
Anyway, we see we have won the E factor. Adi the apostrophe. Adi Hilgen. And Adi Jar time.
Witcher.
They're dead.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Adi Jar time. Stream his music, Audio Mac, every single place, all digital platforms actually.
Sure.
Yeah. And then check out his social media, Adi Jar time, or just Jar time.
Adi Jar time. ADDIJAHTYM.
Adi Jar.
ADDIJAHTYM.
Yeah, so you heard him right, man. That is it. Thank you so much. Good morning.
This is the E Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.